T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. It's getaway day for the holiday weekend for many in our area, be it in the air, on the rails, or the roads. Better bring some patience. First, the getaway on the roads, and this live report from 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Schuck. Glenn?
And good morning. One of my favorite spots here, the Vince Lombardi service area on the Jersey Turnpike. And Bud, already pretty busy here this morning before dawn. Summer travel seems to really be headed into gear here. I should mention the price of a gallon of gas here at the Sunoco. They set the prices along the turnpike at every station's the same, $4.98 for a gallon of regular. I caught up with Mike, who's going to be hitting a number of spots in the area over the weekend. Watching his budget, he says, with the prices of everything so high.
We're going to have a barbecue with our friends across the street and probably take a boat ride with some friends as well up in Piermont, New York. Kind of taking a little bit of a break with going out to the restaurants.
He didn't sound too stressed, which is good, and Piermont actually sounds kind of nice this weekend. Now, Bud, AAA is saying this Independence Day travel weekend will be the second busiest since the year 2000. So if you're in a rush, today is probably not the day for you. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here at the Jersey Turnpike at the Vince in Ridgefield.
Thank you, Glenn. We're less than 2 weeks in, but it's already been a long summer for the airlines and anyone flying. Cancellations, delays, general aggravation. Let's get this live report from 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman. Samantha?
And Bud, so far a handful of delays here at Newark Airport. Sue Bear, traveling home to Minnesota, took the advice to get here early seriously.
My flight leaves 6:30. I was here since 1 a.m. and they just opened it up and it's already a huge line, so it's a bit of a surprise. Really, I took plenty of flights this summer and this is the most I've seen it so far.
Long lines before sunrise, and that isn't the only problem at Newark. Yesterday, 75 cancellations, nearly triple the amount at the other area airports. Hannah's flight to Calgary was canceled.
I got rebooked onto this flight, and I'll be arriving 2 hours later than expected. I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to, you know, this is a trip where I'm going to relax and go on nature hikes, so I'm going to take it as it is and hope for the best.
And nearly 500 cancellations and 5,000 delays domestically yesterday. So definitely hoping for the best today on this very busy air travel day. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at Newark Airport.
On the Upper East Side, a vigil last night for the 20-year-old woman killed Wednesday night as she was walking with her infant daughter in a stroller. The baby's father is wanted for questioning.
I'm going to tell you the city failed my daughter.
Lisa Desort, the mother of Asia Johnson, saying the city let her daughter down because police didn't act after the father allegedly abused Asia in January.
They told me it's not harassment because he's talking. He's just talking because he's mad. I kept telling them he's threatening my daughter's life, and they didn't believe me. And now my daughter's dead.
Lisa Desort stood with Mayor Adams, whom she knew as a cop from her 23 years with EMS.
I didn't even realize when we were here the other night that it would be someone that I know that hits so close to home.
And a survivor of domestic violence spoke, saying, it could have been me. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on the Upper East Side.
A brawl outside a NYCHA complex in Borough Hill, Brooklyn, led to two boys being stabbed. Police say an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old were stabbed at the Gowanus houses just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. No indication what led to the fight. This Borough Hill resident spoke to our Roger Stern.
I think, like, people need to keep their kids indoors and not let them, like, you know, just congregate with each other without, like, some kind of adult supervision.
Both stabbing victims are in stable condition. An arrest in the triple murder in South Jamaica, Queens. 29-year-old Travis Blake was arrested in Maine yesterday. Police say three people were found with multiple stab wounds and trauma last Friday inside a Queens home. The three killed a mom, 55-year-old Carlene Barnett, her son, 36-year-old security guard Dervon Brightley, and her goddaughter, Voshana Malcolm, a nursing student visiting for the summer from Jamaica. Another family member said that the mom had an intimate relationship with the suspect. When the mom cut that relationship off, the suspect allegedly acted. Mayoral control over New York City schools has been extended for 2 years. That control was set to expire last night. Governor Hochul signed the extension into law. The governor saying the system has, quote, shown its success with expanded educational options for students and parents and improved academic outcomes. We're now well into summer, but medical experts are focusing on the fall and expectations that COVID will return. And so New York has announced a joint federal city program called Test to Treat. It's a mobile unit that will improve access to the COVID antiviral drug Paxlovid that's designed to keep people out of the hospital. The plan is to open nearly three dozen mobile sites by the end of July.
This new public health service will help all New Yorkers get access to life-saving treatments.
Mayor Adams there. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization reports that new COVID cases rose by 18% in the last week. More than 4.1 million cases reportedly globally, the biggest increase in the Middle East. The city's monkeypox numbers are up to 78, with more than a dozen new cases reported yesterday. The count has more than doubled in the last week, and experts warn that given limited testing and other issues, the true count of monkeypox is likely more. Governor Hochul says she's spoken to the White House about getting more vaccine, which has been in short supply here. It's basketball's off-season, but New York's NBA teams are front and center this morning. 10-10 Win Sports with Mark Renee.
Well, Bud, right at the top of the Knicks' free agent wish list, Jalen Brunson. And the guard reportedly has agreed to come play at the Garden on a four-year contract worth $104 million. But over in Brooklyn, just days after Kyrie Irving decided to opt in, Kevin Durant wants out. And while CBS Sports HQ's Avery Johnson said he's not surprised KD asked for a trade, he also wouldn't be surprised if Durant wound up in Phoenix.
Kevin Durant right now is working out in Los Angeles with about 15 or 20 other NBA guys. I know for a fact that the team of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, when they're on the same team playing out in L.A., in the summertime, they look awfully good together.
And the Suns just got Booker to sign a super max extension. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.